Flint Mayor Karen Weaver today announced what she calls a fast start plan, a $55 million push to replace the old service pipes that have been leaching lead into Flint's water. Flint's getting guidance from the Lansing Board of Water and Light because they have figured out a way to get the pipes out faster and more cheaply than traditional methods. Michael McDaniel is the retired Brigadier General and the Western Michigan University law professor who's helping to coordinate these efforts in Flint, and he's with us now. General, what is this Fast Start plan, and why is it fast?
We are trying to move quickly, start slow, and then expand. We're very cognizant, Cynthia, of the many residents who have been using bottled water and at least filters for a long period of time. And it looks to us that we can replace some of those lines immediately, and the mayor's plan is to replace all of those lines within a year, a rather audacious goal, but one that we are going to try and meet.
We're talking about 15,000 water service lines, aren't we?
We are estimating up to 15,000. City of Lansing was 13,500, as you just mentioned, with the Board of Water and Light efforts. Similar size cities, similar ages. We are assuming age cities and also households and pipes. So we are assuming about the same number of lines in about the same conditions. But I will tell you, in our Fast Start plan, we are making a lot of assumptions which may or may not hold up.
But you've got to start somewhere.
Exactly. And I would say that we know that we have high-risk households. We know that we need further data sets. We know that corrosion control doesn't always work. And as a result of those, and to give us sort of a beta test as to how we can do the lines in Flint and whether it will be like Lansing, we're going to look at those households that are at the highest risk, at least 30, hopefully as many as 100 in sort of an initial phase, and see what data that we can get and also give relief to those high-risk families.
I'm very curious about what Lansing Board of Water and Light did differently. How did what they do differ from the traditional ways of removing pipes?
Sure. They started doing it the traditional way. They had about 10 years to replace those almost 14,000 lines. They've got just over 14,000 total. And they dig a trench, pull out the line, lay a new one in there. Digging takes much longer. It messes up people's shrubbery and they complain. But mostly it's more expensive and more time. So what they found is that you can dig a hole at the street next to the service box. You can dig a hole next to the home, where the meter would connect, and you can, use a backhoe. And instead of using the backhoe to dig the trench, use the backhoe to pull the line out. You've already attached the new line to the older line. And so in essence, it's sort of like, it's sort of like laying pipe, but instead of doing it vertically, you're doing it horizontally. And you just sort of snake it in there behind the old line. They have perfected it so they can do it in about 4 hours. If that holds up and if there's a possibility that a crew could do two households per day, again, given a lot of other factors, then we estimated we could do 15,000 households with about 32 crews in a year.
And how might Lansing BWL be involved in this effort? Advisory, or could there actually be, if you will, boots on the ground?
Well, I'm going to that's going to be up to the board over the Board of Water and Light. But I'm going to encourage them to be involved in that proof of concept in terms of actually doing some of the lines and then sort of train crews on how they, their process for doing them. So I hope that they will be involved at least in the interim phase and also involved in training crews in their method of replacing lines.
And that $55 million figure that Mayor Weaver mentioned, is that money there right now, or does it still have to be assembled?
Oh, no. We have to find the money. For this initial phase, I want to get started right away. That's why I'm going to reach out to BWL and other utilities and sort of ask them to assist with this proof of concept, some of these first lines in the interim phase. But we will need a supplemental appropriation to be able to do this, frankly. So the mayor was calling on the governor, requesting assistance in funding. And I'm asking the state to assist in terms of providing data and providing planners and engineers as well. We've got to be able to compare data before we do this. We want to make sure we are continuously working in the same direction, but in the best direction for the people of the city of Flint.
Retired Brigadier General Michael McDaniel, who is also a law professor at Western Michigan University and helping to coordinate these efforts in Flint. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.